USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least three people known dead from a 6.1 magnitude earthquake that struck near Osaka in western Japan hours ago. Japanese media says there are at least 250 other people injured, and they believe that death toll will rise. So far, though, no major damage of buildings has been reported. A huge debate continuing about a Trump administration policy in which children of illegal immigrants are separated from their families at the U.S.-Mexican border. House Democrat Bill Pascarelli of New Jersey, among several Democrats who visited an immigration detention center where parents are being held. They were there yesterday, which was Father's Day.
When you're hearing the emotion from the fathers on Father's Day, you have to sit back and you have to listen and you have to reach out and try to be of some comfort to the individual.
USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Three suspects are tied to a New Jersey arts festival shooting, according to authorities in Mercer County. They say the suspects shot at each other because of a neighborhood beef during the event, but in the process, they injured 22 people. One of the three suspects ended up dead. Two others are hospitalized. At least five people died in a high-speed Border Patrol chase in South Texas, an SUV fleeing Border Patrol agents. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
U.S. Border Patrol agents and sheriff deputies were trying to stop the Chevy Suburban, but the vehicle sped away, traveling at 100 miles an hour when the driver lost control and the vehicle rolled over several times. I spoke to reporter Japhany Gray of San Antonio's KSAT TV 12.
Several people were ejected, 14 people total inside of the vehicle, including a driver and a passenger who were both U.S. citizens, and the rest were undocumented immigrants.
USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Gaming disorder or video game addiction is being added to the new edition of the International Classification of Diseases out from the World Health Organization today. It says it's marked by having gaming take precedence over most everything else in one's life, leading to social and personal dysfunction. Not every psychologist is on board with the new classification, but the WHO says it hopes it will at least spark further discussion and further research. It's been quite a season for foodborne illnesses already, and now the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it's investigating 78 cases associated with recalled Del Monte vegetable trays. USA's Wendy King telling us what to watch out for.
The FDA said on Saturday, trays which contain broccoli, cauliflower, carrots, and dill dip were sold in Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Minnesota, and Wisconsin at Quick Trip or Quick Star locations. Cases of cyclospora illnesses were linked to the trays. On June 8th, Del Monte withdrew 6-ounce and 12-ounce trays from retail market locations in Illinois and Indiana. The expiration date was June 17th or earlier. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has not posted any information about the outbreak of cyclospora illnesses. They say if you have the Del Monte products, throw them away.
And for USA Radio.